Chapter 12. The Letter from Holland. Ratsey left and came back after a short time with Mr. Glennie. I was delighted to see him, and he hugged me warmly. "I have often thought of you," Mr. Glennie said, "but I remember you as a boy, and now you're a man." "I must go back to the beach to find Elzevir's body," I told Ratsey and Mr. Glennie. "No, you must stay in bed, John," Mr. Glennie said. "You're still very weak. Ratsey and I will find our old friend Elzevir and bring him home." The men left the Why Not, and I lay there feeling sad and lonely. "I'll never be happy again," I thought desperately. "My dearest friend is dead, and I have lost the only girl I ever wanted to marry." After a while, I felt a hand on my shoulder. I looked up and saw a tall, graceful woman. It was Grace. Her face was now a woman's face. Her wild hair was tied back, but her lovely smile was the same. "John, it's wonderful to see you," she said. "It's been so long since we last saw each other. I live alone here in the manor house, and I have lit a candle for you in my window every night for 10 long years. I know you are very sad about Elzevir. Let me share your feelings and help you." I wanted more than anything to share my feelings with Grace, but I couldn't find the words. When I said nothing, she continued, "John, I love you. Tell me you still love me." "Grace," I said sadly, "I love you with all my heart, but I can't marry you. You're a rich gentlewoman, and I'm a poor, broken man. I have got nothing to offer you." She sat down beside me and held my hand. "John," she said, "it's not terrible to be poor. Blackbeard's diamond was cursed. It would never have brought you happiness." She got up and walked to the door. "Rest now, John," she said. "I will come back." The sea washed up Elzevir's body, and my old friends Ratsey and Mr. Glennie brought him to the Why Not. They laid him down gently, and Mr. Glennie said prayers for Elzevir's soul. "We'll bury him in the Moonfleet graveyard," he told me. "I will write verses for him, and Ratsey will carve them on his gravestone." His words comforted me. I wasn't alone. Ratsey and Mr. Glennie were still my friends, and they shared my sorrow. I felt a little better about Elzevir, but there was nobody to share my feelings about Grace. I thought about her for hours, till I finally fell asleep. To my surprise, when I woke up, Mr. Glennie was sitting beside me. "We have a lot to talk about, John," he said. "We always had a lot to talk about," I said with a smile. "Our talks are some of my happiest memories." For a moment, Mr. Glennie looked very serious, and then he said, "I've got something important to tell you, John. You must listen carefully. It happened years ago, but I still remember Mr. Glennie's voice when he told me the story that changed my life. About 8 years ago, I received a letter from a lawyer in Holland," he told me. "He sent the letter first to John Trenchard, Moonfleet, Dorset, but when it returned to Holland, he addressed it again and sent it to the pastor of Moonfleet Church, Dorset. The letter reached me, and here it is." Mr. Glennie handed me the letter to read. It was in legal language, but in simple words, this is what it said. "Mr. Albers, a very rich diamond dealer, cheated John Trenchard and stole his diamond. From the day he received the diamond, Albers became ill and his luck in business changed. He lost the money he made from the stolen diamond. When he knew he was dying, he was sorry that he had cheated John Trenchard and decided to leave him all his money in his will. I couldn't believe it." "Is it true, Mr. Glennie?" I asked. "Am I really rich?"
"Indeed you are," he replied with a smile. "As soon as we write to Albert's lawyers, the money will be yours." "You and Grace must help me use it well," I said. "As soon as you are strong again, we will make plans," Mr. Glennie promised. I don't know if Mr. Glennie spoke to Grace, but very soon after he left, she came to see me again. "Grace, we've waited so long," I said. "Please, will you marry me?" She agreed. All the people in Moonfleet came to our wedding, and there was a lot of drink at the wedding reception. I suspected it was contraband, but I didn't ask. There were no authorities or magistrates hunting the sailors of Moonfleet anymore. Grace and Mr. Glennie helped me use the money from Alba's wisely. We rebuilt the houses for old sailors and built a new schoolhouse and a marvellous lighthouse in Moonfleet Bay. We put beautiful new windows and furniture in the church and sealed the Mohun Crypt. We repaired the Why Not, and it is now the most popular inn in the area. Moonfleet is a prosperous village once more. Grace and I live in the manor house with our children. John, little Grace, and Elzevir, our eldest child. When I lie in bed on stormy nights, I think of the poor sailors at sea and know it is a miracle that I am alive. I don't believe anybody else ever survived a shipwreck in Moonfleet Bay in a storm as terrible as the one on the night that Elzevir saved me. I say a silent prayer of thanks to Elzevir Block that I am now a happy man. Elzevir was a brave man and always a kind friend to me. I hope he rests in peace wherever he is.